For DJW Mobile.
WKN4 BWA.
KN4 VWA, W4 DJW Mobile. A fine day flying.
Flying, even in the wind, is better than sitting at home watching the inside of your eyelids. Hey, so what did you learn other than throttle?
It's a long time to do auto tune. And if the wind's blowing and you have to keep interrupting it, it will never get finished.
So it did not finish the auto tune today?
No, and when it does finish, you have to fly it around for a little bit and see if you like it. And if you like it, you land it and you disarm it while it's still in auto-tune, and that saves the settings. If you take it out of auto-tune while it's flying and land it and disarm it without it being in auto-tune, it loses all the settings. So I didn't gain anything with all that auto-tune flying today. Nothing. Nada.
Well, you got a head on the throttle, and you learned something there, and, you know, a couple of other things. Oh, what was the deal on the compass?
Recalibrate. Well, actually, when I was looking at it, the forward arrow on the GPS was pointing west. That's not good. So I had to realign that, and then I had to recalibrate the compass, and then everything was fine. So, yeah, there was that. I'm going to have to put some, figure out, I thought that thing was stationary, I didn't know it was swivel. I'm going to have to put some CA glue on it or something like that to keep it from swiveling. But that was the problem with that. And I also learned I got my own flight line with the Russian guy. His name is Alex, by the way, the guy that came up while we were working on it. He's got Team Black Sheep Discovery hardware. So he's going to be coming out there. We're going to be collaborating. So it's kind of like when I was working with a German, except this time I'll be working with a Russian.
Well, now don't call him a Russian. He is from Belarus.
And that's not Russian?
Technically, it's a separate country, and they like to separate themselves from Russia. I've got a friend that's from Belarus, and he very politely and in a friendly way let me know that.
Do you have a friend?
Well, they're with a neighborhood. David, are we going to let this other David talk?
Anyway, I gave him my email address. He gave me his email address, and we swapped a couple of text messages, so we're going to collaborate now.
Well, that sounds good. That sounds good. Go ahead there, KB4CBA.
Get that one in. You left the door wide open, so, I mean, my gosh. So, I'm leaving the sports club, but believe it or not, I didn't play any tennis. I'm in a league, and we are to support our league, whether we're playing or not. So I was there for moral support. KB4CBA.
Hey, David. Maybe if we hung a tennis ball from one of our planes, we could get him up there.
Orange David, don't leave a door open or CBA will walk through it. W4DJW. Go ahead, David.
I thought about you because there are a good many planes flying around. There's evidently we're in one of the flight patterns coming from GSP and one from downtown. So anyway, but it seemed like a nice day to fly. I noticed the wind picked up just a little bit ago, but before that it was pretty calm.
I just got one thing to say. Do you think we're ever going to get him out there? And I got to drop out for just a minute. I got to talk to my daughter-in-law.
I don't know. He got us started. It's like he like Bertha liked to play with Alan and Charlie. He kicked us off and got us started and then went back to playing tennis. Anyway, David, so you didn't get to play. You just had to be there for moral support.
Depressing, but, you know, I was there for moral support, and I helped one of the guys sweep his court after he played singles. After he finished, he got beat too, so, you know, just trying to give him a little attaboy. And so anyway, but I'll get to play next time, next Saturday, and somebody else will watch. But anyway, go ahead, Steve. Something to do with his granddaughter there. Dave, is there somebody else in here?
Face there to see if anybody wanted to jump in. I don't think so. So, where are you on getting your motor able to take off without stalling, or a fuel system and all that stuff?
That's how it was last time you asked.
Interest once you learned what it was going to take to actually make it so that it was going to be successful, or improve your chances greatly of it being successful?
Yeah, I bought the plane, I got COVID, then my wife got COVID, and I take care of her, and then we started the remodel on the bathroom and the kitchen. So yeah, I really hadn't had a lot, and between that and playing tennis, I really hadn't had a lot of time, because we're doing some of the work ourselves in the kitchen, and so it's been pretty time-consuming, and I'm going to get into it. I might get hit by a mail truck here. Lord have mercy. Well, they know that right turn has a right of way to a left turn. It's not. But I'm gonna get into it. It'll be probably another couple of weeks, and we'll have everything done, buttoned up, and Mama be happy.
Like I said, we need to hang a tennis ball from it.
And her happy. I have to do the same thing. I haven't worked off the airplane strength on the to-do list as I should have, but the things that it did, she was very, very happy with. So that helps. I get it. I understand it. As long as you're going to be back out there, you know, by spring, I'd be good with it.
I did get a new tool out of the whole deal. I got one of these works. I'm not sure what the proper name for the tool is, but it has like a 2-inch flat blade on it, and it'll cut through wood and plastic, and it just, you know, it just vibrates back and forth real fast, and that's what I'm having to trim the cabinets and the drawers with, and and then I got a special tool that the contractor let me borrow that lines up all the holes for your knobs, for your handles, because each handle has two holes that you drill through the cabinets. And this tool makes it very easy to use once you set it up. And then you just slap it on the cabinet and drill your holes out.
Good one. David, I'm going to drop on out of here. Both of you, Davids, I'm going to drop on out of here. Y'all have a good one. David, see if you can get on to that thing pretty soon, bud. We'd love to have you out there. And W4DJW, David, a great day. I'll talk to you guys later. K&4, BWA, I'm clear.
Good going, man. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. KB4CBA, go ahead, Dave.
Well, I had a good time out there, too. Enjoyed it, even though it was a little bit windy at times. There was some pockets where it was nice. Anyway, maybe we'll get another one like that tomorrow. We'll see. Have a good one, Steve. W4DJW Mobile. To call him now from tennis.
Say that again.
You headed back home now from tennis?
back to the house, and I may need to pick up. No, we got some lasagna. Oh yeah, my wife made some lasagna yesterday, so we'll heat up some lasagna for supper. Wow, there's actually somebody on this 440 repeater. I'm about to flip out here.
Band on your dual band radio.
I am turned down, but I can, it's 442.075, and I don't know the, tone, but it has a tone, and, but it's a great repeater, and, every now and then, there's somebody I'll talk to, we'll jump over to there, for one reason or another, but there's actually a conversation going on. Well, QSO, which is, well, just, it's unusual to me because every time I'm in the car, I seriously have never heard anybody talking on that repeater.
Tell her to go ahead and order her Starbucks. She wanted me to pick her up at Starbucks on the way home from the airfield. So go ahead and jump over there and see if you can get in. Then I'll be back here in a little bit. W4DJW.
All I got to do is push your button. All right. We'll talk to you later. W4DJW, KB4CBA.
4CBA, W4DJW, clear. W4DJW Mobile.